Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our program, The Bible on Trial, brought to you by Spirit of Truth Ministry. My name is Dennis Neufeld, and I'm here with Rick Sterling, and we are doing remote broadcasting today. And I'll explain that in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to remind you of our website. Our primary website is spiritoftruthministry.net. And there you will find all sorts of good things to read and to learn. We also have a secondary website, which is our original website, and that is located at spiritoftruthministry.net/SCM. Today we are doing remote because I am helping my daughter and son-in-law move house. And that was the gist of the today's episode information called Moving Day. I hope you'll get a chance to read that. And it is also up on our Facebook page, group page, Spirit of Truth Ministry Group. We are going to be busy for much of this day transporting all sorts of household accoutrements from a little town about 12 miles away from us where our daughter and son-in-law have resided since they got married a couple of years ago. And they are moving up to a very nice little house up here in a little town called Yucaipa, and it is a foothill. It's right near the entrance to the Angeles National Forest and other places. So I will be here for the show, and then we will go on and get started with doing all of that stuff. So let us have prayer, and we will get started. Father in heaven, Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for joining us today and joining with us to give us a chance to learn the truth from the very mouth of the King of the Kingdom of Heaven. Thank you for the things that you have done for us so far in putting us in a place where that truth has meaning in our lives, and we can tell that truth to others who are interested, whom we come in contact. Thank you, Father, for helping us to learn from your Spirit today through the words of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's see what Dr. Don has to say. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Don.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm driving down the road, but I'm going to my
Well, that sounds like a good plan. From what I've been talking with Rick, it's going to be a great show, great program, and we hope that if you need to say anything, Don, you know how to get a hold of us. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. And
so how is it over?
Good morning, Dr. Dunn.
Hang on here. You're breaking up a little bit, Don. Yeah, when you get settled, we'll talk to you in a little bit, but you're just breaking up. Anyway, what's up, Rick?
Well, this is going to be very different program. I'm hearing an echo. Dennis.
You are? Okay, I'll go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and shut my phone down.
Okay.
Just mute it.
Okay. All right. That's a lot better. I'm not hearing myself a second after I say it. Gets to be a little distracting. But this is going to be, I would say, a very important program. And important because it is dealing specifically what is going on right now. And the fact that God has given us information, this should not be surprising to us. And to show that there are a lot of other people who are using the Bible to explain where we are, and they really don't understand. They don't understand where we are in the reality of the end of days. There is a person that I listen to who goes by the name Gene Decode. He claims to have time traveled, and from what he is saying, what I would have to say is that what he is saying about what's happening right now is accurate for the most part. Everything that I give you in prophecy and how I see it working out and what my expectation of the future is, how I understand the prophecies. I don't know if Dennis said the date, and I'll just say it real quick in case he didn't. It is July the 30th, 2021. What this individual said, and he was on with a regular podcaster on BitChute. He's also on YouTube, Nicholas Vienneman. And the podcast was posted on Wednesday night. Wednesday evening sometime. I'm going to start with what I think is a very important, important information concerning what I have been saying about the change in timeline reality. You can go to our main or our old site, our website, which is spiritoftruthministry.net/SST M, and find the what I call the final chart, or the God's end time chart, or the end time, God's timing of the end. And you can see the chart that I made in 2004. And you will notice that on, I believe it's May the 5th, 2019, It's either the 4th or the 5th. I didn't look at the chart, so I'm not exactly sure, but that date stands out in my mind. That is the date of the new moon in May in 2019. The reason the new moon is that Revelation 9, and let me turn to Revelation 9 and we'll read it. Revelation 9 starts out with the fifth trumpet. And that's important to note, because what I am saying is there are so-called people who call themselves a prophet, and they claim to be receiving dreams and visions concerning the end. What I've noted about many of them is that they take a look at what others are saying about the future, and then they're kind of mixing it together, and they say the Holy Spirit is giving them guidance in this. I'm not here to dispute that. I'm just saying that what I see them doing is trying to make what is happening right now fit what they, how they understand what Revelation describes. I would have to say that I 100% of them maybe, but maybe it's only like 99%, are saying that the inoculation that is being foisted on the world, the people of the world, is the mark of the beast. It's being used as the mark of the beast. The way that the deep state is trying to, or is at least telling us what they are going to do if you don't get it, is you won't be able to buy or sell, you won't be able to travel, you won't be able to work and earn money, and you know, all of that, which is what the mark of the beast is described in Revelation. In Revelation 9, starting with verse 1, this is about the fifth trumpet. Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the heaven onto the earth. And he was given the key to the shaft leading down to the abyss. When he unlocked the shaft of the abyss, smoke poured up out of the abyss like the smoke from a huge furnace, so that the sun and the sky were darkened by it. And out of the smoke dropped locusts, which were given the powers that scorpions have on the earth. They were forbidden to harm any fields or crops or trees, and told only to attack any men who were without God's seal on their forehead. They were not to kill them, but to give them pain for 5 months. 5 months, that's what the importance of that date, May 5th. I'm saying May 5th, it might be the 4th, but I'll say the 5th. May 5th was the date of the new moon. And it said that these scorpion-like creatures, or creatures that had scorpion-like tails, would have power for 5 months. And then it as I would understand it, that after the 5 months were over, they would lose their power. What would happen right at the end of this five-month period, just 3.5, 4 days or so, before the sixth new moon occurred, would be that the beast who had taken over, you could say that the false prophet had taken over, proclaimed himself to be God, set himself up in God's temple, would attack and kill the two witnesses, and their bodies would lie in the street of the great city for 3.5 days. At the end of the 3.5 days, they would stand up on their feet. A voice in the heavens would call them and say, come up here, and they would go up into the heavens. The pain was the pain of a scorpion's sting. When this happens, men will long for death and not find it anywhere. They will want to die, and death will evade them. To look at, these locusts were like horses armored for battle. They had things that looked like gold crowns on their head and faces that seemed like human. And hair like women's hair and teeth like lion's teeth. They had body armor like an iron breastplate, and the noise of their wings sounded like a great charge of horses and chariots into battle. Their tails were like scorpions with stings, and it was with them that they were able to injure people for 5 months. As their leader, they had their emperor, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon or Apollyon in Greek. That was the first of the troubles. There are still two more to come. Now, that was the fifth trumpet. It was the fifth trumpet because it came after the fourth trumpet, which came after the third trumpet, which came after the first trumpet, the second trumpet, and came after the first trumpet. And that, the first trumpet, started after the casting down of the censer from the temple in the heavens where God is. So my question, or my observation, is the inoculation is the mark of the beast, which doesn't come until the fifth trumpet, or just before the fifth trumpet, because the people that are stung, if you will, and are in this great pain don't have the seal of the living God, and apparently don't have the seal of the dead God, the mark of the beast. They're still kind of in a, well, I don't know who's right, so I just won't do either one. We cannot have the mark of the beast that is described in Revelation until everything that is connected to that particular sequence has transpired. And if you look at it, the very first thing that would have to happen is the return of the Messiah to his kingdom. The people in his house are his kingdom, and the people in his house that are actually described are the faithful and wise bondservant and his fellow bondservants, and that the Messiah will come and will tell them it's time, and they will go out and prepare a group that is described as being 144,000 in number. And when that group has been organized together, they wake up what are termed in Matthew, in the next part of the sequence, Matthew 25, starts with verse 1, are what are called 10 bridesmaids. Now, they are called the kingdom of the heavens, which, as I have said before, is like the children of Israel in the wilderness between Egypt and the promised land. It is a people that have separated themselves from the world, the kingdom of the world, but have not entered the kingdom of God yet. They are learning the things that God has given them so that they will come to know God and then make a covenant with God as a covenant that is based upon the marriage covenant. They will make that covenant, and then they will enter the kingdom of God. Well, we're told that these 10 bridesmaids, five or half of them, are wise, and they have oil, and they recognize the bondservants of the Son of God, and that he is here, and they go into the marriage feast, which is the kingdom. The marriage feast is the kingdom of God, and you enter it by clearing your mind of lies, by filling it with the truth. That is how you enter the kingdom of God, period. There's no place on earth that you go to. There's no place in the heavens you go to. It is the way that you enter the kingdom of God to learn and keep the truth in your mind, in your intellect. So we are definitely in the end of days, and we are definitely on an end time reality. We just aren't on the one that is described in Revelation. I know that for a lot of people, maybe most people, it's difficult for them to think that God would give a prophecy that wouldn't come to pass. Because for them, that just is anathema to everything that they think they know about God. Now, I have given two good examples of God giving a prophecy that he didn't follow through with. And the reason he didn't follow through with it is because those involved concerning that prophecy did not make a change in their behavior. The first one is Nineveh. When Jonah went to Nineveh, he told those people living in Nineveh, and he told the king and everybody living in Nineveh, that in 40 days, God was going to destroy the city completely. Every living being and every living thing in that city, every structure, everything would be destroyed. And after 40 days, the people had humbled themselves in sackcloth and ashes, and they had beseeched the God of Israel, the true God in the heavens, to please spare their lives. They had a complete change of character, a complete change of heart. And God relented, and he did not destroy the city. In Ezekiel, we read a prophecy of restoration, and what most people know this as is the prophecy of the Valley of Dry Bones. Most people believe that the Valley of Dry Bones prophecy will be fulfilled at some point in the future, very soon. Many Protestant pastors have given sermons, Sunday school teachers, in religious institutions. They talk about the prophecy of the Valley of Dry Bones as the restoration of the nation of Israel. But they fail to see that, unlike what the people of Nineveh did, the children of Israel never changed their ways. So the prophecy of the Valley of Dry Bones did not come to pass and will not come to pass. I've read many times the text in Matthew 22 where the king of the kingdom of God made a statement to the scribes and the chief priests after telling them the parable of the tenants. He said, "The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce the fruit of it." So all prophecies concerning the restoration of the children of Israel into the kingdom of God will never come to pass. Also given example about a, for instance, a person who has a reservation to fly to a certain place, and he gives himself enough time to get to the airport and make sure that he can get there on time. But on his way, there is a huge pileup. And because of this, he doesn't get to the airport until it's too late. He rushes to the gate, and he's told that the plane is already on the runway taking off. Well, you can imagine how he would feel. So he goes back home, and a little later on, he hears on the news that there's been a plane crash and everyone on board has been killed. And when he looks at it closer, he realizes that's the flight that he was supposed to be on. The reality for that individual has changed. In truth, he should be dead. If he's young and unmarried, then he would never be married because he would be dead. But now he's alive and he's going on living and he gets married and he has children, which never would have happened on the other reality right when he missed the flight. Now, the plane crashed, and there's no way that that person could get on that flight and that plane, say, the next day or the next month. He can't get on that plane because the plane is destroyed, and the time for that particular flight is in the past. And the reason I'm saying this is because while the inoculation is what the deep state is using for its mark of the beast, they're doing it, it's not in the same reality. So if the person flies on another plane and it doesn't crash and he makes it safely to his destination, he still made the flight to where he was going, but he made it and didn't die in a crash. The deep state that are being led by Satan, they are receiving their orders directly from Satan and his demonic council. They're not going to say, oh, well, we're not in that reality, so we might as well just throw our hands up and give up because we'll never win. Well, they knew they weren't going to win on the other reality. I mean, you can read it in Revelation, and they certainly don't turn out as the victors in that scenario. But they believed that they would be victorious because Satan is lying to them. Lying to them and making them think, deceiving them into thinking that God is lying. He's lying in Revelation. He's trying to make himself the victor so that everybody will side with him, but people will see the truth. And Satan is saying he's going to be victorious. And don't believe that other God, because that other God is the deceiver. And this is how Satan operates. Look at the garden with the man and the woman. What did he say to the woman? Well, the woman said that God told us that if we ever ate from that tree or even touched it, on that very day, we would be put to death. And Satan said, no. No, you will not die. God knows that if you eat from that tree, you'll become like the gods. Satan lies. He's the father of liars. And what does a liar do? The truth? Why would he tell the truth if he's trying to deceive everybody? Oh, he fixes his lies up so that they appear to be true, and they're kind of, you know, desirable. I mean, the woman, you heard what it said. She thought, well, the fruit looks really good to eat, and, well, hey, if it can make me like the gods, why, and not die, not be put to death, well, you know, that sounds pretty good. But a lie is a lie. I don't care how it sounds. It's a lie. And if you believe it, you're a lie. Not only that, you are giving yourself to the father of lies. That is deadly. Of April 2019. Now, if you look at the chart, you will see that May 5th, the start of the last 5 months, that the last part of the Great Tribulation, is in 2019. So April 15 is 10 days before May the 5th. If you recall, maybe you do, maybe you don't, there was some great event that happened or some great disaster that happened on the 15th of April, 2019. The Notre Dame Cathedral burnt down. Now, this comes from Gene Decode. He said that the deep state cabal, the Satanist, satanic cabal, they realized where they were. They realized that the Great Tribulation had not started as Revelation 13 describes it, and the trumpets hadn't come. But the date that their God was to, they didn't say released from his prison. What they said is that he needed to have the portal open so that he could enter this world from the spiritual realm. And in order to open that portal, they needed to perform an occult ritual, a rite that would produce enough energy, power, to hold that portal open for Satan and those with him to come out. Now, we read in the fifth trumpet about the opening of that portal, that he was given the key to unlock that so that they could all of his horde could be released. They knew that was not going to happen, and they needed to do this. This very important ritual had to be done in an exact location on Earth, and that exact location was in the basement of the Notre Dame Cathedral. They were going to hold human sacrifice, go through certain orgiastic processes, and by doing it at a very particular time on this very particular date at this very particular spot, they would be able to open that portal and let the Antichrist through. That was to take place on the 19th of April, 2019. But on the 15th of April, the group that is fighting against the satanic cabal. A lot of people know them by the name White Hats, Patriots, or whatever. They're the ones who are working on behalf of the good of the people of the world. They set fire to the cathedral. Now, Gene Decode says that they have, the satanic cabal had a clone avatar, which they said was a clone of Jesus Christ. That I doubt seriously, but they probably had a body of some kind from somewhere that they had been told was the body of Jesus Christ. And when they opened this portal, their Antichrist, Satan, would go into this body that they had cloned, and then he would present himself as the return of the Christ, and he was here to bring peace to the world. Of course, that would be a lie, but anyway. There's possibly an indication of something like that taking place on the reality which we no longer will be subjected to. But that's in talking about the beast that in Revelation 13, start with verse 15. It was allowed to breathe life into this statue so that the statue of the beast was able to speak and to have everyone, small and great, rich and poor, slave and citizen, to be branded on the right hand or on the forehead, and made it illegal for anyone to buy or sell anything unless he had been branded with the name of the beast or with the number of his name. So give breath to the image. Well, the image, I'm just saying hypothetically, the image could be the cloned body that has no life in it, and the release of Satan from the spiritual realm through a portal could enter this lifeless body and give it life. That would be like the breath of life. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that exactly, that's how it would be. I'm just saying that, that's interesting. Here is the truth in the matter. What we read in Revelation 13 and 14 and Revelation 8 and 9 and some of 7, some parts of 7, some parts of 17, well, maybe not anything of 17, maybe just there are some parts that might have a certain element in this reality. Just like the deep state are trying to use the inoculation as their end all to be all, what we know as the mark of the beast. Well, it is the mark of the beast on this in this reality, but not on the one that Revelation describes. Two different separate, distinct realities. But that said, the people who are involved in the reality that Revelation describes didn't just disappear because we're on a new reality. No, they're in the same reality that we are. But the people of the world in this particular reality are not wicked. There are wicked people, but certainly in a very small minority of people are wicked. The vast majority of people care about one another, care about what happens to their world, and they want to be able to live their lives in peace and not in slavery. But the same cabal is in this reality, along with the good-hearted people. So they're still trying to make their system real. They're trying to force it on everybody. They have no plans to give up. They go, oh, well, not that. We're not in that reality, so we're in this reality. No, they still think they're going to win, and they think that they don't think that they know they're going to win, and they're doing everything. They're acting crazy. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching what they're saying, but what they're saying makes no sense at all. It's like their brain has been disconnected from reality and words are coming out of their mouth that have nothing to do with anything that's going on. It's just like, you know, what bizarro world are they living in? So we have to, well, we're going to be going through this, but here's the point. The Son of God is going to return. And he's going to return very soon. I believe, and I'm not saying absolutely for certain, so don't say I said that he's going to return such and such a time. I believe that he will return before the start of next year. And I would think that it would be sooner than later because the deep state people are trying, have put their plan in overdrive. They're trying to make it all happen right away. And we're going to go through some bad time. But it's only going to be no more than a few weeks. It's certainly not going to be a few months. I'm saying that I expect, and I have not had any vision, I've not had any information given, nothing, but I expect that the return of the Son of God, the Messiah, will be sometime between now and the first part of October. Now I'm going to turn this over to Dennis and let him continue to the end of our time here. Okay, Dennis, it's yours.
That was incredible, Rick. I am, you know, actually stunned about the Notre Dame issue. And I just will point out to our listeners that there are these magnetic lines that go from north to south, and those lines are called ley lines. And one of the major ley lines passes directly through that cathedral. So it would be consistent with actual physical, how would you put it, magnetic background kind of thing. That the cathedral being at that particular location at that particular in that particular space would have the potential via the ley line of having a portal associated with it. And again, remember John when he saw this and when he was trying to describe what he was seeing. You know, the these beasts that come up out of the abyss with wings that sound like horses' hooves and with fire, you know, coming out of their tail. I mean, you think of what an attack helicopter looks like today and would look like to someone from the first century after, you know, common era. How would he describe that? He would not have the language for it. And also, we do know that there are craft out there that, and the United States Air Force has admitted it, that there are craft that are flying in our atmosphere and in our space, in our immediate space, that do not come from an earthly source. So what Rick has said, I know it sounds a little bit science fiction-y. And as a matter of fact, I've read several versions of not necessarily the timing of the end or associated with prophecy, but there are lots of high quality scientists who've written fiction who have proposed some of the things that Rick just talked about today. We also have the Hadron Collider in CERN. And what they have been trying to do in CERN is open a portal. And so far, they have not been successful. So, you know, we are coming into very interesting times. And I highly recommend that none of our listeners, not one of you, take our word for anything. I wrote a little piece this morning for our episode info. And what is happening right now in this world is that God is preparing his kingdom for moving day. You see, when you're leaving the house that you are currently living in, you have to leave it empty. You can't leave it dirty, because if you do, then there's going to be a surcharge on it. I mean, if you're renting, they're going to take your security deposit and use that to clean the house. And if you don't want to lose that security deposit, you have to clean the house. But even more so, you are not going to take with you the things that are no longer important. You are going to throw that stuff away. You're going to fill your trash cans with garbage. Not that you had garbage in your house, but the things that you are not going to transport to the new house, you are going to leave behind. And then the other thing is, when you move into a new house, would you move into a house that was filled with junk left by the previous owners? Of course you wouldn't. No one would. You would have to clean it out. And this is what we here at Spirit of Truth Ministry are talking about when it comes to learning the truth and acting on it. We are all heading for a destination that is pristine, pure, and righteous. You can't bring something into that environment that is not any of those things, that is the opposite of those things. And what we see now in this world is that Satan himself is trying to make it seem like that the thing where we are moving to is already prepared for you, is all ready to go. And don't worry about a thing, because you're not responsible for any of that. Don't worry about it. Just come on ahead. Come in and follow me, and you will be fine, and you will be in heaven, and you'll be able to bring your sin with you. See, Jesus never taught that. Jesus taught that we have to become righteous. In fact, we have to go through the sanctification process, which clears away all impurities, so that when the Holy Spirit finally is able to completely enter and fill you, there is nothing in there that will keep her from doing that. Where I'm going to leave you today, I hope that what you are able to glean from this today is in itself hope. There's lots of pain and sorrow in the world today. And people think and have been looking forward to the horror of Revelation. and all of the pain and suffering that that's going to be causing, because they know that if they get through that, they are in heaven. But we are here to tell you that is not going to happen, and that as you go through what you are, as you go through about what you're about to go through, all you have to concentrate on is what Jesus has said in his own words. If you concentrate on those words and listen to the Holy Spirit as she teaches you how to interpret those words, you will be fine. So on behalf of Spirit of Truth Ministry, this is Dennis Neufeld wishing you a good day. We hope that you will join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time at the same location for another edition of The Revelation of Jesus. Please head over to our website, spiritoftruthministry.net and spiritoftruthministry.net/SM. There you'll find lots and lots of good reading and some good information, we believe. On behalf of Spirit of Truth Ministry, this is Dennis wishing you all a good day. We'll see you all tomorrow.